Blog Talk Radio.
Carol the Coach. Sex, love, and relationships. We talk about it here.
Carol the Coach. Compassion with contemporary relevance.
I am a psychotherapist. I can be your personal life coach, and I can help you with your issues. There are no problems too small or too big. You can talk about anything.
Speaker, columnist, radio TV host, and commentator. Carol the Coach brings messages of wellness and empowerment within reach of everyday people every day.
Almost 5 years ago, I lost my soulmate in an accident. He was killed in a plane crash. Life just for me has seemed to stop.
There are groups all over the city. I mean, I teach one. It is a specific way to start thinking so that you shift how you see the world, which then shifts your energy, and then you feel better and you actually see things differently.
Carol the Coach. Always available to at carolthecoach.com.
Now, I've got Russell on the line.
I'm 47 years old. I'm a truck driver. I'm married. I have a wife in San Francisco.
Okay.
I haven't been home in 6 months. My thing is, I don't know if I have a sex addiction or what the problem is. Why do I want what I can't have? And as soon as I can have it, I don't want it anymore.
You're right on target when you say, I don't know if I have a sexual addiction. Well, guess what? Yes, you do. And you know what? That's my specialty, Russell. So you're at the right place. Continue.
I meet women online, and I'm in a different part of the country. I travel all 48 states, so I love sex.
I hear self-esteem issues. You never felt good enough, and you didn't feel like you were getting what you should have then, and you're reenacting that now. Do you want to change that about yourself? I got an interesting
email from someone who said, Carol, what can I do to find out more about sex addiction? What books would you recommend? What courses would you recommend? What can I possibly do? And so I was so excited when I could point them to an online course that is just simple, but very, very well done. It's a course for partners and for sex addicts so that they can understand what is happening to them. And I am just so pleased to be talking with my colleague tonight. Jeannie Fatone is the creator of this course, and she really felt like it was important to be able to help people understand what's going on with compulsive problematic sexual behavior. And she couldn't just address the issues of the sex addict. She really wanted to talk about partner betrayal. So, Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol. It's so happy to be here.
Yes, and I was telling our listening audience earlier that one of the things that was heartbreaking about having you on a couple of weeks ago is that my phone was not working properly. So I am so glad that you were able to come back on where we could have a clear dialogue about this course you created. I mean, what inspired you to want to put together this course?
Sure. And let me also clarify that my clinical partner, Tim Stein, is a co-creator, and we certainly did this together. And we initially did this because we were noticing that our clients weren't sure where to go for information. And we noticed that they seemed to do better in their treatment if they had more information. So we wanted to put together information in a way that was easy to digest, was quick to digest. And so after different ways of doing it, we created a video series. We actually used it, Carol, we used to have it as a 9-hour class. It was actually a series of 3 evenings, but we narrowed it down into some videos.
Okay, so you had it, it was a 9-hour class, and I was looking at the videos, and some of them are really relatively short. I mean, you've broken it down into 15 segments, correct?
That is correct.
So, yes. So give us a little bit of insight into what you cover on this in this online course.
Mm-hmm. And the way it's set up, it's not so much a course because the person who is viewing it, it's more of an informational series. And the viewer can view the series in any order they want. They can pause in the middle. There's no tests, no quizzes. It's purely just information that hopefully we've presented in a way that makes sense. Some of the, like you said, some are small videos, you know, 2-3 minutes, and some are longer, 15, 17 minutes. Some different topics we have are the science of trauma. We have behavioral categories of sex addiction, neurology of sex addiction, the multidimensional trauma model, and partner treatment. We have a portion about disclosure, therapeutic disclosure. So there's quite a variety of topics and different lengths of segments. Some of the time I'm speaking, and some of the time Tim is speaking, and some of the time the two of us are speaking.
Okay. And so clearly you said it's really kind of an autonomous experience. I mean, people can view any segment that they're most interested in at that moment. When they buy the course, is it something they own? Can they come back and revisit it over and over again?
Yes. So once they purchase access to it, and we really tried to make it low fee so that cost was not an issue. But once they purchase access, they have ongoing access, so they can watch it numerous times. And what we were hoping in creating it is that perhaps one of the partner or the addict, the person with the addiction, each could watch it maybe separately and then perhaps watch it together and perhaps have some dialogue about it. So that way they can experience the information, digest it in a way that's right for them, and then if they're in a coupleship, come together and watch it together and let it be a speaking point and have conversation and dialogue.
And how long have you made this course available? How long ago did you publish it?
Let's see here. I believe it went live maybe 3 months ago. This was, again, Tim and I have been doing these presentations for 5-6 years. As I said, it started as a three-night, three-hour each night course. And then it evolved into we would have Saturday presentations in our community, open to the public at our community center. And we would encourage our clients to come, any clinicians that wanted to know more about sex addiction and partner betrayal. Some of the religious communities and religious leaders would attend, but people wanted to know more. And we realized, you know, a lot of people couldn't come because of vacations or childcare. And so we were really motivated, how can we make this more accessible, where people, you know, can be in their home. And so we really wanted to do it for a very long time and finally had the time to put it together. And then it was just released about 3 months ago.
Yeah, it is really, it looks so well done. And if people want to take a look at this course, they go to your counseling website, and that's willowtreecounseling.com, correct?
It's willowtreesantarosa.com. We're located in Santa Rosa, California. And so willowtreesantarosa.com. And when they go to that homepage, they'll see on the right-hand side, educational video series. And they just click there, and it will take them directly to the explanation of the video series and then how to pay and get access. So it should be very obvious on the page on the right side.
Well, and I know that they can even watch a promo to get an idea of what they're buying, because as you indicated, we can't talk about costs on the radio, but it is super affordable. It is probably the most affordable educational series that I've ever seen in my life. You must be really, really proud of that.
I am. We have worked, you know, our motivation here, it's not about money. Our motivation is to get information out to people, however we can do that. And that helps our clients progress. It helps anyone who's interested in the subject, maybe wondering if this is what's going on in their life. It helps them. So our real point has been in dedication to get information to the public. And this has been our newest way to do that.
Well, and you and I both know that's what's so beautiful about podcasts, because people can Google sex addiction or partner betrayal or infidelity or affairs, and out comes all sorts of opportunities for them to learn more about their situation. And so I love this, that they're able to go watch the promo, they look at the course curriculum, and I just want to read for everybody, you know, it's Introduction to Sex Addiction and Partner Betrayal, Sex Addiction Criteria, and then as you indicated before, the behavioral categories of sex addiction. And, you know, I bet some people don't even necessarily know what that means. Could you explain what behavior categories are?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you. It's true. Sex addiction is a very large term, and it's sort of an umbrella term. And there's different kinds of addiction underneath this umbrella of sex addiction. So we would call, for example, pornography addiction as one of the behavioral categories of sex addiction. Someone can also be a love addict and have a relationship addiction. And that would be one category underneath the umbrella of sex addiction. So when there's the behavioral categories, it really helps people understand. And by the way, most people do not have all the categories. They're usually in clusters. Mm-hmm. But it helps the person identify what parts of my sexual behavior might be out of control. And it also helps clinicians in the treatment planning of what parts do I really need to pay attention to in providing good care for this client. I think it also educates partners of the broadness of sex addiction. Some people don't have a good understanding of what sex addiction is and is not. And so I think the behavioral categories help define that a little bit better as well.
Well, and I love the fact that obviously this is a supplement for both your and Tim's clients. I mean, you can say, I know this is confusing, take this course. Again, not a course, but an educational series. But we are telling the world about it right now. And I asked you when it was published, because I wondered if you've heard of any sex addicts that weren't able to keep their marriage, that are struggling with their own urges and cravings and have gone to your course to get more understanding. You know, you and I both know that Patrick Carnes says that it is the second recovery task in his 30-task model to understand sex addiction from a neurobiological standpoint, from an educational perspective. And that can be very difficult if you're not into reading. And this is a wonderful way to get that information and not necessarily have to read.
That is exactly. We have a lot of clients who reading is not their best learning style. And so what tends to be is, you know, some people are visual learners and that's great for them, and some people aren't. And so the video series helps the people who aren't visual learners and still get the information in hopefully a way that they understand, makes sense to them. And then, of course, if they have questions, they're welcome to email us and ask for clarification, or maybe we can refer them to a clinician in their area. But it's to address all styles of learning because, again, we're motivated to get information to the people so that people have good information and it makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
On the neurology, I thank you for bringing that up, Carol, because neurology and science stuff can really overwhelm some people. Some people are very interested in it, and some people are very overwhelmed by it. So we want to make sure that it's such an important part of addiction We want to make sure that it makes sense to people.
Mm-hmm. And in actuality, that is your longest segment, and that still is 18 minutes. Very doable, something you can watch over and over again to understand the neurology of sex addiction. And you and I both know, Jeannie, that a lot of our clients that have sex addiction either believe or have been diagnosed with ADHD or ADD, and it's difficult for them to sit long periods of time and watch something or read something. And so you've made this so accessible.
Thank you. Thank you. We have worked hard to do that. And I particularly like that, again, they have access, they have ongoing access to the video. So if someone needs to take a break in the middle of it, or wait a second, that didn't quite make sense, let me go back and hear that again, they can do that. You know, it's just a matter of rewind and replay until it makes sense to them. Again, we're trying to educate people because that helps folks get sobriety faster, recovery in a meaningful way, and trauma healing in a better way. So this is all about educating clients.
And so obviously, it's all about sex addiction from many different perspectives, and then it is about the partner's sexual trauma. If the addict has been in a relationship with somebody, then he is better able to understand a partner's sexual trauma and the science behind that sexual trauma. Can you share with our audience a little bit about what somebody could expect in looking at that dimension of relational recovery?
You're talking about the sexual trauma piece?
Yeah.
Yes. So this is definitely a near and dear subject to me. It's one of the shorter videos, but because it's such a new part to the field, I definitely am going to be planning to do more research, more talking, and more writing on this subject. This is the idea that, and it's very interesting, a partner sexuality has been impacted by virtue of being in the relationship with the sex addict. A partner tends to feel not pretty enough, small enough, short enough, big enough. A lot of comparisons and body issues because the sex addict is acting out sexually. So the partner tends to, not always, but tends to, and take that and say, well, why aren't I sexy enough, whatever enough, that my addict partner is turning away from me and going into his addiction. And we know, of course, Carol, that it's the addiction, it's not the person. But when an addiction isn't known, a partner doesn't know that either. So there's a real hit on a partner's sexuality, their sense of their sexiness in the world, their comparison to others, sometimes a sense of obligation to be sexual, sometimes feeling objectified. So there's a lot going on that's impacting the partner's sexuality before discovery, after discovery, certainly after discovery and disclosure. And so this is something that I think is going to be paid a lot of attention to as we go forward in our field. And hopefully a lot more writing and teaching will go about it so that we can educate our clients and educate our clinicians. And for me, this is a small drop in the bucket of what's to come. But I'm trying to, Tim and I at Willow Tree are dedicated to how can we have any client or person we come into contact with know as much as we do. I want them on the cutting edge of what's going on in our field. And this is an example of that we're putting sexual trauma in. And I don't know that's talked about quite at the bigger picture in our community quite yet. But we want our clients and anyone who accesses this video series to start understanding this because the experience is happening to the partners.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we talk so often because you and I are on the same board. We are a part of APSATS, and they have the multidimensional trauma model. And so we really believe that it is our mission to let people know that when this kind of thing happens to a partner, that they may have trauma responses that interfere with their ability to understand what's going on in their life. You know, this is such a tough situation for people. And then on top of it, for their brain to go offline and them not be able to process because it is such a shock and it's so traumatic, we want people to really understand what that experience is like so that they will understand their partner's behavior. And what I really love about this is you've got several areas of partner trauma, their sexual trauma, the science behind that, the multidimensional trauma model, and partner treatment. And so it really does a nice job of breaking down what a partner can do to get the right help and not just go to anybody who may not know the brain science behind partner trauma. You also seem to delineate and talk about early recovery couples counseling. So for the couple, they can get early recovery couples counseling, and that's different than therapy, isn't it?
That is very different than traditional couples therapy. Let me go back for a moment, if you would, about the partner trauma. I want to thank you because we do have a video that's specifically about the science of trauma. And this is another reason Tim and I put this whole program together, years ago, was we found that the person with the addiction, the addict, he understood and could empathize and start that process better and earlier when he really understood the traumatic responses his partner was going through. And vice versa. The traumatized partner could have a better sense of what was going on and felt a little less traumatized when she understood the sobriety and the recovery and the neurology of what the addict was going through. So for the partner trauma segment, it was really important for two pieces of to let the partner know you're not crazy, you're having a traumatic reaction, that's what this is, let me tell you more about it. And for her partner, for her relationship partner, the addict, to understand her traumatic response is a normal response to an abnormal event, and it's to be expected, and she's right on the mark, and this is how you can support her process. I wanted to normalize the trauma reaction for both of them, and that seemed to have a significant help in the relationship of, one, calming the trauma for the partner, but also beginning that understanding from the addict about his partner's experience. So I feel that those are really important uses of these video series. Now let me bounce back to the couples. Early recovery, and I really want your listeners, and I know that you, Carol, and I have talked about this, early recovery couples therapy is very different than traditional couples therapy. Early recovery is, I don't know if I'm going to stay in this relationship. I don't know if I can trust. I don't know if I want to or how to repair. But first, we're going to deal with the pain. First, we're going to deal with the betrayal. And then we'll see what happens. So it's dealing with that ugly, stinky elephant that's in the room. It's dealing with the elephant first. And then we'll see where the relationship goes. And so traditional couples therapy sort of assumes that the couple wants to stay together. And in our couples, a lot of them aren't sure. And that's okay. That's okay.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons they're not sure is because they don't know the truth. And so here you have a segment on therapeutic disclosures, which of course is the process by which we advocate that couples get to share the truth and learn everything so that they can make an informed decision about, do they want to stay together? Do they need to be physically separated and working towards being together? Or do they need to end the relationship?
Right, right. Therapeutic disclosure. I have so many partners that at times will call on the phone just when they're, I think this is in my life. I've I've read on online, I need a disclosure. What is that? And can, do you offer that? And so I think it's really important to have good information out there about what is a therapeutic disclosure. I think some people have been harmed by well-meaning clinicians or well-meaning people in communities that are trying to facilitate a disclosure. But there is really a process of being very careful and planning what it's like and planning the pre, the during, and the after for the disclosure. So there is a video segment that explains what is therapeutic disclosure and how does one prepare for it and what are some of the key components just to sort of demystify it.
Yes, and again, we want our clients to have enough information so that if, like in the case of one of my clients, she didn't know what a real disclosure was, and she agreed to meet a therapist and her husband to go through a disclosure in a 50-minute clinical hour with absolutely no preparation. And, you know, that does more harm than it does good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, that person had no preparation, no support, had no idea what was coming, had no aftercare plan. Where do I go? Who do I talk to afterwards? No one to process it with. That's tragic in my world. That's tragic. And I, too, have had those cases where someone's had a disclosure over the phone when their husband has been in inpatient or have been, you know, sit down with their pastor and a husband, an addict, has given a disclosure and a confession. There's a process to preventing. If it's going to be traumatic, then how can we lessen the traumatic effect? Because we are trying to eliminate harm. And sometimes it's going to be a hard, terribly awful experience, but can we lessen it? I had a client say to me once many years ago, Jeannie, I'm going into surgery without anesthesia. So how can we prepare for that? And I was like, yes, it's going to hurt. But okay, but what can we do so I'm with you the whole way? And we planned before, during, and after. So the video series talks about that and encourages people to please get with someone who has specialized training to do a therapeutic disclosure.
And so you talk about resources avail. How can people find somebody who knows how to do a therapeutic disclosure? Do you not?
Yeah, we do have one video segment that just kind of does a shout out to multiple organizations that we're aware of. And maybe there's more than we're aware of course. But the ones that we're aware of that are local to our community as well as on a national level, just to give people who might be in other states or even other countries watching these video series of different online resources, because there are some online support groups these days or brochures or books. But, yeah, there is a little video segment that talks about different resources that are accessible. Well, again, we're just trying to educate people and get information to them in a way that it works for them.
Well, and then you have a question and answer part of the program. And what is that about?
You know, that came out of, Tim and I were thinking, it's nice to have Tim and I on the video together so people can see the way we interact. But we also have often get calls from people, and there are often common themes. We also put out to some of our clients, what are some questions you wished you had known ahead of time? Or if you could ask a question, what would it be? And so we just took a couple of those, and we took the ones that we thought were general for a large community at large, and ask the question, and Tim or I or both of us respond, and just trying to show a little bit of diversity of the answer, but also some of the common questions that come up for people.
Well, I am talking with Jeannie Vitone, and she is the one of the co-founders of Willow Tree Counseling in Santa Rosa, California. And she and her, the other co-founder, Tim Stein, have put together this online course. It's very affordable. It's right at about 2 hours, and it helps people to understand what compulsive sexual problematic behavior is all about and partner betrayal and the neuroscience of both. And then you really do an excellent job of going through the steps that somebody who's just been in discovery, what they can do to make sure to protect themselves and educate themselves and look for direction when, you know, there's a lot of communities out there that they don't have any expertise. And so I really love that part of the course, as well as Tim, we all really believe in this model because, at least for right now, it keeps both the addict and the partner as safe as possible as they make life decisions that feel catastrophic. And so this course has done an excellent job of being able to direct anyone who's experiencing this kind of trauma, this kind of devastation. Now, Jeannie, one more time, repeat the website so that people will know where to go and go through that explanation of how they can find this educational series.
Absolutely. It's at www.willowtreesantarosa.com. You will get to our homepage, and on the right-hand side, you will see educational video series. You just click on that link, and it will take you right to the homepage of the video series. There'll be a paragraph sort of describing what all the videos are about and how to pay and such. But willowtreesantarosa.com.
Very good. And as she indicated earlier, you know, when you buy the course, it starts now and it never finishes. It never ends because you can go back and rewatch the course for as long as you choose. So it is always accessible to you. And, you know, we say sex addiction is affordable, accessible, and anonymous. And really, so is your course. I mean, you can do it in the privacy of your own home, and or you can include your spouse. It is accessible. I mean, you can stop it at any point and come back to it, take a break, take a mental break. And I love that there's this lifetime access, because truly one of the things that my client said is that he wished he had information about what he had done to his wife before she had decided to divorce. And I just told him this week, you know, he's not a reader, and I said, you got to get Jeannie and Tim's course because you will understand what happened to her brain, and, as well as, of course, I'm going to be talking to him too. He has just started with me over a couple of weeks, and he carries with him the shame of what he has done.
Yes, exactly. Helping them understand it so they can start the empathy process of understanding what she's going through. This could save a lot of relationships, or if not save them, also create a deeper understanding and a decrease of angst or anger. We're hoping that each partner in the relationship can watch it, and hopefully if it feels safe to have dialogue. But it is meant to be watch as you go, do what's right for you, think about it, come back, watch it again if necessary.
Well, yeah, and this is accessible to any of your devices, so you can carry it on your phone, you can put it on your laptop, and that is so convenient and so nice. I also like that you have the money-back guarantee. If somebody didn't like it, they could, in the first 30 days, ask for their money back. With that kind
of
guarantee, what does anybody have to lose, right?
Right. No, absolutely. If someone is having struggle with it, or it's not working, or the technology is not working or something, again, our purpose is to inform and to educate and to get the information out. And so if the information is not getting out or it's not working for someone, well, then we want to know and we want to work it out with them.
Absolutely. So I want to give a shout out to Tim, because Tim has just released Gifts of Recovery, and that is a daily meditation for men and women in recovery from sex addiction. It's a book. It's very readable. It gives you tools and skills. And I think he put that out, about 4 or 5 months ago?
He did, 4 or 5 months ago. And let me put out my own shout out for it. What I think about makes this book unique is, besides it's focused on sex addiction, it also includes stuff about the neurological processes of addiction. It includes segments and reflections about a partner's experience and how to empathize. It includes information about trauma origins for the addict, and trauma effects and symptomology for partner. So it's really the full package reflection. And I think that's one of the big pieces that makes it such a unique book out there and the only one of its kind.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I was super impressed when I got a copy of the book, because Tim has so much knowledge. I mean, you reference in his bio that he is internationally and nationally known for his work around sex addiction, and you two are such a strong team. Let me remind everybody, I'm talking with Jeannie Vitone, and I'm talking about Willow Tree Counseling. Their website is willowtreesantarosa.com. And I would highly recommend you take a look at this website. They are always offering new and different things. You can give them a call at 707-200-2332. If you're in the Santa Rosa, California area. And Jeannie, is there anything else you want to add that you feel like our listening audience needs to know?
I just appreciate your audience for listening and doing what they need to do to help themselves and take care of themselves and get information. So by listening to podcasts, and to thank you, Carol, for the dedication it takes to put this podcast out to the community so that when folks are seeking information, they're getting quality information. So I want to thank you as well for the time and effort it takes.
Well, you're very welcome. And we all are in this together, and we're a really strong community. And you know, you have obviously offered to help anybody who needs extra assistance in understanding this course. If they're stuck with something and they're not getting it, they can contact you directly. So I appreciate the fact that you're a lifeline for our community, mm-hmm. and Tim is too. Thank you so much for tonight's description of such a valuable course. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Pleasure talking with you, Carol. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night. So that was Jeannie Vitone. And again, you know, I am always amazed at the creativity behind educational series. You know, there is no doubt that this stuff can be mind-boggling, and Tim and Jeannie have made it very easy to understand. I would encourage you all to get the course, and for clinicians and coaches, this is a great course to help you to understand the basics behind sex addiction and partner trauma. So thanks for listening to the show. I hope it was helpful. You were always wanting to give you tools and resources. And as I say at the end of every show, there will only be one of you at all times. Fearlessly have the courage to be yourself. We'll see you next week.